all right, you know what day it is and you do know what time it is. As you open your mind, let life be the thought. As you open your eyes, let life be the glow. As you open your ears, let life be the melody, layer after layer after layer. I want to welcome you. You do know you are listening to the Insight Hour. It's an hour of the power that is given up to the creator and creative thought. And coming up is Dr. Lemon Horowitz, Sherry Kane, investigative reporter extraordinaire. And we have a special guest tonight, and we'll get to that in a minute. Jeremy Bronner's with us here tonight, and that'll mean something to you when we get to the subject of the matter. But before we do that, oh my goodness, with everything that's going on in the world, it is time for Dr. Len to give us the invocation for this evening to take us into the discussion of the Creator and the inevitable name of that Creator in the four letters of the numbers of the math, the Holy Divine. Oh my goodness, I got to calm down. Dr. Len, let us do this.
Well, Reverend Roxy, thank you so much, R.J. Hampton. Actually, R.J. Hampton, the unofficial boss of the universe. Is that what we're going to be calling you from now on, Reverend?
There's a bit of an echo out there, Len, on your end.
Oh, there is. Okay, let me do this.
You got like a double thing going.
I'm going to have to shut off on live stream. So, folks on live stream, if you're listening, sorry about that. Is that any better, guys?
You're still echoing. You want
to? Oh, I don't hear an echo.
Okay, let me do this.
Anyhow, no dead air, nothing dead here, just life. Want to tell you, we are, I could have done a longer opening, but I wanted to get to the invocation so we could get to the meat of the matter. I know, Sherry, you have some exciting news to report in the mainstream media that is serving someone's purpose. We must be getting close to the truth because you're starting to give us fragments of it and start to Geraldo Rivera. Oh, I just can't wait for you to give everybody the news and how we wrap that around in the newspaper and throw it out with yesterday's fish, because we're into the 528 vibe and the whole idea of surviving and decent survival and love and joy. Huh.
Hey, Reverend, can you hear me?
Ready, Lynn?
Yeah, you sound good now.
Good. Let's get on with the show.
R.J. Hampton, thanks so much for that invocation or that orientation towards the Insight Hour. And I just want to tell everyone in the listening audience tonight that the unofficial boss of the universe, R.J. Hampton, is going to be the name that we're going to be referring to our sister as much as we can recall it. So I want to introduce R.J. Hampton to the Insight Hour in kind of like a new venue, in a political commentary role as well as in a comedian role. Mixing comedy and mixing reality is what the unofficial boss of the universe, R.J. Hampton, is going to be sharing with those of us on the Insight Hour. And again, Sherry Kane is with us. Hi, Sherry.
Hi. How are you?
I'm blessed. So let's do this, and let's give it up to the Creator, and then we'll introduce our special guest back to R.J.
Oh, no, we're going to get to the news with Sherry, remember? We're going to get
to
the
news.
Right.
Good. Sounds good. Okay, we'll get to some of the news, because there's been a lot of wonderful breaking news, very interesting breaking news, really interesting time. So let's give it up to the Creator. Heavenly Creator, we praise you for your glorious blessings. Thanks so much for constantly pouring out the love from your heart, and we ask you to bless us in this new time in history where we are learning and growing, and the challenges of our age are simply calling us to celebrate your divine power, your divine love, your divine direction, because that's all this mess and chaos is all about. It's sin is not of you. Chaos is not of you. We understand you to be true to you, to your plan, to your word, to your law, to your frequency resonance, to your people, to your beloved children, who you bless with love. And you bless us so often with love that we sometimes lose sight of the fact, like spoiled children sometimes, you give us so much, and we, just like spoiled children, sometimes forget to thank you. We forget sometimes to live in thankfulness, and we thank you for the lessons of this age, because now that so many people are starving, now that so many people are increasingly dying of infectious diseases because their immune systems are whacked by the not only petrochemical industrialists, the Satanists, but also this whole concept of the vaccination, immunization, intoxication, and the population pollution. So we're fighting, Heavenly Creator, we're dealing with, and we wish to celebrate your peace, your shalom, your salam, your blessings of love and aloha at a time in history where so many challenges are facing so many. And yet this lesson, this calling to return to thankfulness as the key that opens the door, celebrating you and your love for us, that when we forget our Father, our Creator, we forget the largest portion of ourselves. And how can we bless ourselves when we don't know who we are or bless who we are? So as so many people today are increasingly being frightened by the economic collapse, as so many people are being increasingly intoxicated by the environmental pollution and the lifestyle risks from caffeine, nicotine, sugar, stress, alcohol, pharmaceuticals, and lots of red meat that we're poisoning ourselves with, that we recall the thankfulness that brought us here, the mission, the calling of service most high that brought us here, that we praise you and thank you and give you all of our problems, because we know that you're the Godfather, that you can handle our problems better than anyone and anything. And the reality is that once we lose sight of who you are and your covenant, your contract that says that you shall be with us under no uncertain terms, all the time, constantly with love and caring and guidance and direction and prospering in all ways, that as we enter into this age of frightening economic poverty globally, that this is a celebration to return to you, to leave the world of sin, leave the world of Babylonian hypocrisy and insanity, for the truth that shall set us free in your love. We celebrate thankfulness. We celebrate faith in you. We return constantly to thankfulness as you are forever giving, forgiving, forgiving, forgiving. And that's how we need to be in this age of poverty, celebrating prosperity as it is in heaven, so be it on earth, and as it is here on earth in a prospering nation, so it is in heaven, reflecting your glory. So all those angels of prosperity and protection, we call with a return, a humble request that you inspire all of us with faith unlike we've ever had, thankfulness for everything that happens to us, be it poverty, recognizing poverty is a process by which we can restore prosperity, by recognizing thankfulness and faith in you, Creator. So with that, I ask for also a special blessing on 528 frequency of love that sustains all of the botanical world, all the chlorophyll-loving beings and entities and organisms and plants, and we the people that breathe the product of oxygen divine resonating with your harmony. We ask for a special blessing and anointing for i528tunes.com, where people can now use that service to tune their music into something that simulates or comes far closer to you, to your heart of love, than the Rockefeller industrial cartel's mock A440 standard tuning, which is not of you because you're not of dissonance. So we ask for a special blessing on our special guest tonight, that may Jeremy inspire everyone with some of the most advanced physics in the world of acoustic science and harmonization for planetary consciousness, spiritual evolution. In Yeshua's blessed name, I praise you for all the blessings and all these prayers. Amen. And aloha.
That was amen. That was beautiful. And it's something that you said in that prayer really resonated with me on a message. My my message for the day was, be thankful for even the smallest things. Everything is a blessing, even the smallest thing. Just thank the Creator for everything. And sometimes we don't do that. We really take it for granted, the good things that happen to us in our life. So even the small things, just be thankful. And once that appreciation comes forth, I believe more blessings come forth with that. And that's how great things can happen for all of us.
Yeah, it sets up a pattern of establishing a win, a constant win, recognizing, boy, how fortunate we really are. We've got food on the table, roofs over our heads. We've got water to drink and so much bounty, especially in Hawaii. RJ, I want to ask you some things. There's been some breaking news.
I think RJ had asked me to.
Please, Sherry, go ahead.
So
yes, please.
I just need to comment to your prayer.
Just here, me and Jeremy are sitting here on the edge of our seat.
Well,
with us, what's going on? So we're going to be listening to it for the first time too. So why don't you take it away, Sherry, the investigative.
Well, November 13th, the 9/11 Truth Movement actually circulated throughout the internet a broadcast that went through Fox News with Geraldo Rivera interviewing two of people that are actually in the 9/11 Truth Movement, and that was Bob McElvain and Tony Zambotti. They appeared on his show, which is Fox, and they talked about how Building Number 7 was an inside job. So what I got from that, and it was interesting to see that on Fox, they're going to give you a little bit now. They're going to talk about Building Number 7, and they probably won't even attach it to the full 9/11 trade towers falling down. They'll try to make it a separate incident. That's what I'm thinking. They're giving you a little bit of,
yeah,
okay,
give,
you're
give
a little right.
A little, let me give it, people a little bit of
a
background.
We'll give it, and so go ahead.
Yeah, see, that Building Number 7 came down with no planes hitting it, and it was Mayor Giuliani's chief headquarters for intelligence and CIA operative intelligence, and there were apparently some catacombs, even ways in which one could escape from those towers, that particular Building Number 7, and that there's a tremendous amount of evidence now in regard to the thermite, the scientific determination of a military-grade incendiary that is a pre-explosive for what they melted, all of the columns, the metal columns, required extreme temperature to melt, because if they buckled, if actually they, as they claimed, one floor fell upon another floor, then the metal would have buckled, and that would have slowed the building down in its fall. But it actually fell at about free fall pace, which means that there was something that was burning, powderizing the metal. And so this 9/11 expose that Sherry's reporting on now is the first time anyone in the mainstream media has given some substantial credence to the inside job, to the conspiracy involving somebody that, Sherry, I think you can talk quite a bit about, Larry Silverstein and his connections, and especially those connections to the Bush family that are implicated even in the Geraldo Rivera presentation now. So that's one piece of news. What else, Sherry?
Well, we heard Glenn Beck the other day on on the television actually talking about the George Soros, which was very strange. It was Fox News talking about George Soros, and basically he was saying that George Soros was really responsible for everything. And blaming it, putting the blame game on George Soros. And so the blame game, that's what people love to use, and that's what they're using now, the blame game. And so it's just it's just crazy how that happened, where you hear Fox News talking about George Soros, and you know a lot about your research with George Soros, Len.
Yeah. Well, I apologize, folks. We're having some difficulty technically over here. This is a new studio, and we're having a little bit of challenge getting all the technical material technical software together for this broadcast, so I apologize if there's some interruption here. The news also that is that Sherry was speaking about is this: George Soros has been implicated by Jeff Beck, and he's been really hammering him, and I think that the Jeff Beck connection to Rupert Murdoch's on Fox, because, again, this is Fox that Jeff Beck is playing on, and he's been heavily banging George Soros, which is the money manager for the royalty of Europe and the world's leading aristocrats. So in the news right now, you've got a lot of interesting things happening. You've got revelations concerning 9/11 breaking on Fox News, and then you've got Jeff Beck on Fox News that really banging George Soros, and he runs the Quantum Fund. This is the guy that's so extremely powerful, because if you look at David Rockefeller and George Soros, virtually combined, they control the genetics industry. It was George Soros who put together the plot to steal the Human Genome Project. In fact, it was George Soros, and you can get this information on in the book Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare. And this concept that George Soros got Tony White to manage Aplera Corporation, which is the organization that privatized the Human Genome Project, stole it from the universities and the public domain, privatized it, and now all the genetic patents are basically going to Rockefeller University and to George Soros' investors in the biotechnology arena. Now, it's interesting to look at this commentary and analysis on Jeff Beck and Geraldo Rivera, because Sherry has done a beautiful job reporting on what's called controlled opposition. Controlled opposition is where someone like a Rupert Murdoch would actually pay for somebody to knock Rupert Murdoch or begin to implicate the big boys. We saw that in Michael Moore's film, where Lloyd Blankfein of Goldman Sachs, that put together the ABC-Disney-Miramax merger, that Lloyd Blankfein actually is banged by Michael Moore as being a hog or a pig involved in stealing too much of the pie.
Well, I wrote an article about it, actually. You can go to my website, sherrykane.com, and you can look on the home page where it talks. It says it's titled Michael Moore Exposed, and click the link, and it'll take you to the article that I wrote exposing Michael Moore for being controlled opposition. Michael Moore, he does speak really bad about Lloyd Blankfein in the movie Capitalism, A Love Story, but it's the same person that's funding his projects. Miramax are producers, and Miramax is produced by ABC Disney, which is funded by Lloyd Blankfein of Goldman Sachs. So it's a vicious circle. So why are they, you know, when you hear Fox News talking about George Soros, when you hear Fox News talking about George Soros, it's just one of those things that you can't believe that, you know, what's the deal? Are Murdoch and Soros in an inside fight? Is there something going on between Murdoch and Soros? What's really going on? So that's where the question lies. Why are they doing this? So that's big news. Now, all of this stuff is really just coming down right now, where you're hearing Fox News and you're hearing Geraldo Rivera, all these the mainstream television actually talking about 9/11, talking about George Soros.
And they're looking for somebody to blame, but they're never blaming the people at the very, very top. Or if they do, it's just a cursory, it's a very superficial, like, slap of the wrist. And it simply plays into the playing of the public's mind. Psychological warfare. This is called the Hegelian dialectic, where people are told one thing, then something else. The thesis, the opposite, the antithesis, and then basically you don't know what to believe. You get so confused that people tune out. They basically turn right off as to what the real reality is. And in that confusion, it's really called hashing. It's muddling the water. And it's the behavioral science, mainstream media, mass mind control approach to doing that is what we're witnessing being played out here. The end result is that people become dysfunctional, and so you get psychologically basically unprepared to think reasonably, rationally, and do anything constructively about what's really happening here is a gross depopulation, a gross population control, a manipulation of not only the people, but the economies and the geopolitics to bring on a mass depopulation that it seems to me that those involved in the Church of Satan have literally I'm telling you, read SherryKane.com, SherryKane.com, the blog on the exposing the connections between Michael Aquino from the Church of Set, that's the Church of Satan, involved in the child trafficking, involved in the Ted Gunderson group, involved in the FBI's surveillance and the whole Target. We've published now over the last several months the Target stores are actually the place where your children's photographs are being sent. This is the FBI's chief analysis laboratory. Believe it or not, it's in a Target stores. And they get your children's photographs and they put them in the yearbooks and they publish it through an entity that's allied with the FBI and with the Target stores. And Life Touch, they're called. Life, LifeTouch. You can check it up on a Google search. Anyway, this now, the worst of the worst news is that you've got a planet being taken over by the Church of Satan, exactly like the Bible talks about in the end times, and that this is the end times, no doubt about it. As we move further into this period, there's all of these cosmic changes. There's a musical, mathematical, spiritual renaissance that's actually taking place that's been predestined by the prophets have preached upon this time period being that of a transformation in spirituality, in the conviction of comfort in the Creator, ultimately, the protection. The story of 144,000 that we talked about playing in with Live H2O, last year's concert for the Living Water, 72 countries celebrated 528 hertz frequency music, the revelations in 528 frequency. You go to love528.com, get information to musicians. The more musicians and vocalists that celebrate this key to the house of David that opens doors to the heart, opens the spiritual portals to the communion divine, literally the capacity that we have to connect heart to heart with the Creator at this time in history is the greatest it's ever been. And so this harsh time, this challenging time with the economy, with the wars and the rumors of wars, with the earth changes and the weather changes, this is all signs and symptoms of prophecy unfolding, divine destiny being fulfilled, and that we, the humble servants of the Creator that are called to prophesy, tell the truth that shall set us free, and continue broadcasting the truth for those small minorities that have ears to hear, this is the gathering of the virtual 144,000. This is the time period where the faithful shall advance through this valley of the shadow of death, fearing no evil, because ultimately the metaphysical love, the connections from our hearts to the Creator is so strong, and the more we can play and celebrate and sing 528, the better off the whole planet's going to be. So I wonder if you can bring on Jeremy, because I think that this is the topic of the discussion tonight. You've got R.J. Hampton interviewing Jeremy, who is one of the world's leading physicists and theoretical physicists.
Oh, and I just want to make one correction. You had mentioned...
I don't know about that, but we're coming up
RJ,
on the half hour.
RJ,
we need to do our commercial. Just go ahead and tell them about the Healthy World Affiliate, and we'll come in with Jeremy afterwards.
Okay, that sounds great. I just want to make one correction. Dr. Harwood, you mentioned Jeff... I'm sorry. RJ, can you hear me? Jeff Beck. Jeff Beck is guitarist. It's Glenn Beck.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, gee whiz. Thank you, Sherry.
Okay,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, so I just wanted to make a correction.
Take it away
with Glenn
and do a little housekeeping and bring Jeremy on in the top of the half an hour. So, Sherry, tell everybody how they can become a Healthy World affiliate and the wonderful things that are happening over at the Healthy World store and Tetrahedron Publishing. Take it away.
Yes. I just, this is Sherry, and I don't know if you guys actually signed up to be an affiliate, but you can go to healthyworldaffiliates.com, and if you are an affiliate, it's a great opportunity to partner with us and to help us support us in the work we're doing, and also to make money and help save a lot of lives. And so I think that go there right now, healthyworldaffiliates.com. They have some of the most amazing products. And if you're interested in learning more about what the program's about, there's also videos on the site. You can listen to the videos. You get a free URL web link that you can attach to a banner that you can get from the website and put the banner on your personal website. So then that URL link can attach to the banner, and anybody that clicks on it and purchases something from your banner or from your web link, you will get credit. You'll get a commission check every month. So I think it's a great opportunity for you to partner with us. And we've been doing it with a lot of alternative radio shows that we're working with now and other media that is interested in the work that we're doing, because they're on the same page and they're doing similar work in the world. So, and even if you're not a media person, you just want to know how you can contribute to helping support the work we're doing and also make a little bit of money and help save lives, educating people on alternatives, because everybody's getting sick from Western medicine, from vaccinations, from Big Pharma's witch's brew. And we're here to, you know, help you with that. We're here to enlighten you. And I know everybody else out there may be interested in learning more about the products or turning on their family and friends to the products. So healthyworldaffiliates.com.
Look at a month, Healing Celebrations. This is the one. This is the one that's going to lead you over to all of them. Dr. Len, tell them why it is that we are absolutely recommending in the Inside Hour. If you want to keep yourself up to snuff, you want to keep up with the late-breaking health news, you really need to understand Healing Celebrations. Tell everybody why that's one of my favorite books.
Well, the most important thing to keep yourself healthy and well today involves five steps, very simple steps. And that the featured information is in that book. Healing Celebrations is subtitled Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science. It deals with step one is detoxification, because if you can get rid of the toxins in your body, then your immune system can do what it's supposed to be doing, and the energy can flow. The DNA, the genetic expression is about sound and light signaling, and that is very contingent upon the purity of the blood. So keeping your blood pure, that is not getting vaccinated, not getting intoxicated and immune suppressed, is really vitally important, and step one deals with that. There's a product that we have in the Healthy World store that is a new product that's come in before actually, after the book Healing Celebrations was published. It's called Zeo Life, and you can get information on zeolife.net. That's the website. You can get information on Zeo Life at zeolife.net. And that's for step one is detoxification. Part of the step two is also helpful with step one, detoxification. It's called hydration, pH adjusting, alkalinization. So step one is detox. Step two is deacidify or alkalize, because it's so simple when it comes down to it. I'm actually writing a book right now on, it's called The Book of 528. God willing, I'll be done in the next couple months on The Book of 528. And it talks about how simple everything in health and healing can be made if you simply understand water. And step two, acidification, deals with pH or parts hydrogen, and that's so much part of water. It's two-thirds of the atoms of water is hydrogen. So if you understand pH, and then that means power of hydrogen or parts hydrogen, and you know how to regulate your pH, well, you can ward off through alkalinization. Cancers, you could ward off infectious diseases, you can prevent neurological impairments, so long as you ideally stay away from vaccinations and you don't do your own body's immune system in, you can literally spark life into it via the hydrogen, which donates the electrons to the oxygen that's carried in the blood to every cell, sparking life into every cell. So the equation that most high school students learn in chemistry about water, H plus plus OH minus equals H2O, the H plus means that the electron that runs every energetic reaction in the universe, that electron, all of them, are donated from the hydrogen and water, initially, fundamentally, primordially. And so the carrier of that is oxygen. We'll get into that in step four. Step three deals with, again, this concept of boosting your immune system every way possible, physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, environmentally, and above all, spiritually. If you understand the concept of immunity, immunity means that whatever is not you is rejected, and whatever is you is protected. And so if you don't know who you are as a divine being, a superhuman being that simply has been dumbed down and we're all working our way out of the madness. But the reality is that if you really understood who you really are, which is a son and daughter of the Creator, and in fact you've got 80% of your physical being water, which is part of the triune God, if you understand that, then you understand that there's nothing that can stop you from staying healthy and well, vital, contributing powerfully to society to evolve this planet back to some semblance of sanity. And so that this is step three, is boosting and normalizing immunity every way possible, and particularly recognizing who you are. Because if you don't know who you are, then you obviously lack self-esteem. You don't esteem the God in you. You don't esteem the power in you. You don't value it because you're ignorant to it. You got to stop that insanity. And this has a major impact on immunity. Because, again, the immune systems seek and destroy that which is non-self and support that which is self. Therefore, if you don't know who you are, how can you expect your own immune system to identify the difference between self and non-self? It can't. So this whole concept of immunity reflecting spirituality and consciousness and the love for self and the love for humanity and love for others, that's exactly what Jesus said. Love the Creator first and love your brothers and sisters as yourself. That's it. You got it. You got to then... you'll be vibing so powerfully with the energetics of the electrons from the water, the triune God, that you'll be impregnable against the infectious diseases and the cancers and the plagues and the electromagnetic dissonance from the cell phones, etc. Step four deals with oxygenation. If you understood this concept of ha, like the aloha, like the prana, the breath of life, is carried by the oxygen, element number eight. Element number one, hydrogen, donates the electron, the power, the energy, carried by the oxygen, the ha, the breath. Bible talks about the life is in the blood. What life is there in that blood? That spirituality of divinity from the water chemistry, carried by the oxygen, that electron, is that power source. And now suddenly that frequency, vibration, and resonance of that electron carried by the breath, the ha, prana, suddenly now sparks this power of divine expression. So step four in the healing celebrations protocol is boosting or normalizing your oxygen levels every way possible. Exercise is great, aerobic exercise, swimming, walking, anything that you can do for deep breathing, the hyperbaric oxygenation chambers, all of those are wonderful therapies. They have had miraculous impacts on people with neurological diseases. Cancers cannot grow well, if at all, in an oxygenated, ozonated atmosphere. Likewise, it can't grow well in an alkalized environment. And always acid and hypoxia go hand in hand in body chemistry reflecting disease. So stay healthy, breathe, stay happy, take in that oxygen and that element number 8 and that carrier, lots of hydration, water, the pH, so that you can have a lot of oxygen carrying energetic electrons. Last but not least, step 5 is bioenergetics, bioenergy. That's where it's at. That's the manifestation of spirituality in the physical plane. Your Holy Spirit-filled temple is a physical manifestation of divine frequency vibrations. And so this is the concept. Any way that you can, again, address these spiritual issues in your health care and healing process and prevention is fabulous. You'll be far and away above everybody else that's so sick, so tired, so broke and stressed out that it's likely that there will be lots of diseases around. Yet ye shall march triumphantly into the messianic age, protected by the truth that shall set you free.
Well, you're such an expert in that field, and everybody needs to listen to your advice on this because you can keep everybody healthy out there. RJ, are you still out there?
Oh, I'm here. I'm going to take it away now, and we're going to bring on our esteemed guest, who has been sitting here acknowledging Len and has been writing little notes, and I'm just dying to see what it is he's going to bounce off. So I just want to let everybody out there, all two of you, only kidding, that are listening to us right now, but we know the power of rebroadcasting. So this is one for the Gipper. This is one for the ages as we go into a real free-for-all kind of discussion. And I want to let everybody know before I bring Jeremy on that what I want to say tonight is that whenever great truths are heralded, there are always people lined up to be the skeptic. That's the easy route. Where it comes and what I want everybody out there to understand is that this is a very deep, so keep your mind open and listen, because this is about collaboration tonight. It is about coordinating our truths so that they are all painting this glorious picture of what it is to be human, what it is to be spiritual. So with that, I want to tell you that I have the great pleasure of being in the same room with this individual who I've grown to love immensely because of the way in which he has patiently persevered and at this very moment has more to give us to support Dr. Len and Sherry, the things that you and all of us have been saying. So I just want to welcome Jeremy Bronner. Jeremy, I just want you to just flow, you know.
Thank
Aloha.
You. Thank
Aloha,
you.
Jeremy.
Aloha.
How are you?
I've been having such a delightful time here, and I've been thinking about the different things you've been saying, and I'm reminded of some of the, Len, of some of the wonderful things in your book, DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral. We've had some very parallel thoughts over the years. I started out, I don't have any advanced degrees, I started out 35 to 40 years ago studying biochemistry, and there was these gaps. There were these big holes in the whole subject that it's almost like it's like engineers often joke about bumblebees. They say bumblebees obviously cannot fly, not from any kind of known engineering, and yet they do. And so there are these big holes in science where they say further research will take care of that. And one of the interesting things that's kind of gone under our noses for the longest time, Len, you were talking in your book and again tonight about structured water, in particular the water splines along the DNA. And I have been thinking about some of the big gaps in science, like why do they need 496 dimensions for string theory and it still doesn't make predictions? I'm more comfortable with four dimensions. Well, one of the largest gaps in my understanding of biology was really how does anything find anything anywhere inside the cell? I'm imagining a protein that says, okay, it's time to go over here and turn on this gene right over here. And when I picture it, I'm looking at my left thumb because my arms are stretched out. Every cell has got something like 6 or more feet of DNA all coiled up into this tiniest, tiniest little spot. How does that protein locator find the exact right spot in those billions and billions of things, of rungs on the twisty ladder? And it, for generations now, well, I guess two, they've been saying better thermodynamic models will explain why anything can find its way in microseconds instead of in months. But better thermodynamic models require the molecules to be next to each other. And the real problem with a locator molecule in a cell is that it's very much like delivering a letter in Manhattan, where the address has washed off, and you have to knock on every door in every apartment building in the entire city. That's really what it's like. So there is a biochemist in Australia at the University of Monash called Irina Kosic, C-O-S-I-C, and she's been doing the most exciting work on how things find each other in cells. And it turns out that vibration, electricity, light, that these are the keys of these movements across what to a molecule is a very vast distance in a cell. And she started out looking at the biochemistry of the rhodopsins, how we see the light proteins in our eyes, the biochemistry of the chlorophyll molecules, and she saw each protein is a coiled together package, a coiled together string of amino acids. Depending on which order and which kind of amino acids, electrons zipping along the backbone will be activated by light and let out light at certain specific frequencies. Well, certainly we know that different parts of the spectrum affect the different chlorophylls, our different red, blue, green rhodopsins. And it turns out that in every cell, there is a local hot spot, a local brilliant sun. It's the DNA itself, the phosphorus makes it very electronegative, and there's huge numbers of electrons zipping up and down it, and it's just coruscating out every color of the rainbow. In your book, Len, DNA Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, you talked about how very slight effects going through the structured water medium, phonons, sound vibrations, electrical effects, especially in the 97% of the DNA that we don't really know what it's doing, that's not coding for protein, that those effects will help it uncoil and coil back up and make available the light coming out, effulgence, that will activate a protein. So let's go back to that one specific protein for just briefly and say, let's say a specific frequency activates it. The place in the DNA that it's looking for is sending out that specific frequency. Next, Irina Kosic looked at all of the different transmembrane proteins that shuttle everything back and forth, both between the cytoplasm and the nucleus inside the cell, and then between outside of the cell and the cytoplasm. And it turns out that every one of those membrane-bound proteins that helps channel things is sending out the light signals that agitate, that wake up those molecules that it's looking for. So there is a light network behind every last bit of it. Now, when I really went back many, many years later, after my first beginnings, looking at some of these holes in the biological story, I started looking at the commonest numbers in DNA, like four possible rungs, four possible molecules at each rung of the DNA ladder. Now, DNA is double-stranded. It has a symmetry between the two rungs, so two strands, it wouldn't be 4 times 4 or 16 possibilities. It folds down into 10 possibilities at two rungs. At three rungs, it's coding for 20 different amino acids. And I walked around going 4, 10, 20. Why do I remember those numbers? The next couple of numbers, and all of a sudden, one day in a grocery store, I saw a pile of oranges and said, let's see, they're in a tetrahedron. One is on top of three more, making a tetrahedron of four oranges. That's four. And they're sitting on a triangle of six, one and two and three more oranges, making a total of 10. Those are sitting on a triangle of 10, making a total of 20. It was a tetrahedron that the DNA was speaking. The next two numbers of oranges, 35, 56, are all over the cell. And I started looking at it and thinking, why would DNA be speaking in a tetrahedral script? That was when I went over to the physics side of the street land and started studying string theory and discovered that all of the string theory dimensions, that great grand pile, are all just resonances of a single tetrahedron, of the four corners interacting. When I say resonances, we'd have to go back 2,500 years because there was a kind of like a putsch, religious war where all the Pythagoreans were wiped out, and they had a more particulate view of the world as being bumpy all the way down. Euclidean geometry came in after that and said, no, there's continuity. Everything is just measurement. There are no natural numbers. And it's been, we've been outside of the natural numbers that were the cycles of life, of every part of it ever since, looking for almost like a desert without frames of reference. Thousands of years of science had been investigating the natural planetary cycles, the cycles of breath, life, every part of it, and how they interact with each other. And those interactions show up in the very slow of a whole lifetime changes, and the extremely fast of each sensory system is pulsing 40 images or sounds or feelings per second. The gamma burst, 40 hertz, 40 per second. Now, an acupuncturist knows that we wear a different body every hour. And in fact, a different meridian is at its strength for a two-hour period. It has a yang and a yin half to it. So the hour is a natural cycle. Isn't it curious that there are 144,000 of these bursts in every hour? It's almost like that's the number of sense datums that make it into our brain, or we could think of it metaphorically as chosen ones that make it into heaven. When I looked further into the tetrahedral numbers and expanded the tetrahedron, my pile of oranges, I noticed that I could slice and dice it to get hexagonal, triangular, or square grids from it, slices through it. And the hexagonal ones really reminded me of the genetic code. And in fact, all the numbers of how the genetic code of 64 possibilities codes for 20 amino acids plus start and stop are simply hexagon numbers, the number of different shapes you can make gluing hexagons together. It wasn't long after that I realized that water isn't just hexagonal when it's snowing on us, it's hexagonal when it's jiggling in solution. And when you mentioned the triune god Len, it's not just an Indian religion from India. It's not just the religion of Christianity. In the very earliest book of the Kabbalah, a mystery book called the Book of Formation, the Sefer Yetzirah, I think in the second line, it essentially expresses that the Lord of Hosts described, created, expressed life through three realms. And they're variously translated as scribe, script, and scroll. But DNA, RNA, and protein is a very pure and exact translation of the processes involved. And when you read a little bit further into it, it describes, you know, the whole genetic code in such exquisite detail. One last thing is about oxygen and prana. The ancient Hebrew word ruach means both wind and spirit. And it is in the spirit that animates, that sews together between ourselves, between us and plants and animals at those incredibly electrical low frequencies, light frequencies, that the spiritual is what will take us forward. Can I hand it off?
Oh, please give us your thoughts, Len.
Well, gee whiz, that was wonderful, Jeremy. I could listen to you for days.
Yeah, that was amazing. It was really a real descriptive take on Dr. Horowitz's book. I thought it was great, you know, and the different things that you wrote in your book. I don't think we've went into that, into great depths lately. I think that's great that it's all renewed, because people should read that book. It's a great book.
Yeah,
there's a lot of different stuff about looking at those water splines and how structured water will carry some frequencies, but not just all frequencies. Yes.
Yeah. You know, I was reading recently and in researching for my new book on the 528, and maybe you could give us some comment, because I know that the 5 plus 2 is 7, plus 8 is 15, 1 plus 5 is 6. There's your hexagonal shape. And I know that the tetrahedron is this triangular structure, pyramid-type structure, that in the polarity between the hydrogen and the oxygen in the water molecule, it forms in three dimensions a hexagonal-shaped Star of David structure. And I think also the concept of this mathematics, this creationistic musical mathematics involving 528 in a special way, I haven't completely grasped how and all the relationships, and I'm wondering whether you could give us some insight. I'm asking you as probably an expert, probably maybe the world's leading expert in the field of looking Well, possibly. When you showed me your earlier research and the graphics that you had drawn up, it occurs to me that the work of Hartmut Müller from Russia's top space-time physicist had come out with the standing gravitational wave theory of the universe and showed how everything is scaled in whole numbers and whole number ratios in wave patterns, and he calls it the N6, that the main grandstanding gravitational wave that all physical reality seems to have a relationship with, at least, and may even come out of, has something to do with like the creative ether, the energy of the kingdom of heaven, if you will, or creation at its core. And this concept that it's scaled in the threes, sixes, and nines. Now, that's basic Tesla, Nikola Tesla, and Pythagorean mystery school math. And he calls it the N6. There are specific six nodes that relate to parts of a subwave pattern. And I think you probably might have more knowledge of that in any other field than anyone else that I know. And the other thing is that this concept of 528 being part of this six mathematics, this number six, miracle six, or do, re, mi, mirigestorm in Latin, miracles in English, MI6 is how British Secret Service got its name. They stole their name from this understanding of creative technology. And I'm just wondering, maybe you could spend some time commenting on that. And the concept that when you play 528 to water, the star, very uniquely, star that gets generated is a 36-pointed star. So I wonder if you could just, you know, share, you know, your insights, your intuitive insights on this massive amount of information.
Well, you're way ahead of me in so many areas, but when I went back to the biology and started coming up with these tetrahedral and hexagonal things, I then went across to the physics side of the road and found that the dimensions, all 496 dimensions, I could fit them inside of a four-dimensional model, not the best way to describe it is with a string itself. you can pluck a string and you get the fundamental tone. But fainter you hear the undertones and overtones, they're carried by the exact same string, just softer and softer. In the same way, physicists are talking about the four big dimensions of space-time, and then six tiny, tiny dimensions that particles can't quite even get their finger into for particle theories to work, 16 even tinier dimensions at a much lower scale for forces to work, and it goes down from there. And it's like, wait a minute, that reminds me so much of just simple vibration. You know, the grass and the trees aren't really getting in each other's way. The microbes on the grass aren't getting in the way of the grass. That we can separate things by really large orders of scale and not need 496 different directions, but that there are 496 different nodes of vibrations, sweet spots, harmonies in when you take a pile of oranges, or when you take four tones, four different tones, just like the four strings of a cello, and then look at their interactions with each other. All of those subharmonics are the small dimensions. It was when I figured that out that I said, what about the stuff that shows up in this kind of space, like chemicals? And when I fit the periodic table of elements to the same tetrahedral form, that's when I started to slice and dice it for our different types of information systems. So the hexagons exactly parallels and underlies all the Kabbalah numbers. The square network, and a lot of times when we go to the grocery store, we'll see the same pile of oranges on its side. We'll see square nets. That underlies all of the acupuncture numbers. You're referring to Robert Becker in your book, a brilliant research osteopath who came up independently with all of the different acupuncture numbers electrically. The third network, the triangular network, is, I believe, what underlies not just light communication within our cells, but enlightenment itself, light going through the clear center of every neuron. So I'm really excitedly going and looking at some very deep stuff, but it's not terribly complicated. Those experts on each one of those different fields that would talk me into the water, sir.
Well, anyhow, you're a breath of fresh air in terms of the Inside Hour because you just validate the work that Dr. Len is doing, and that independently, if we could all have a Congress, I truly believe that giant leaps in medicine, giant leaps in spirituality, giant leaps, spontaneous mass motions of approval, people moving in the right direction, on the straight path, not doubting, having great faith, having great fortitude, perseverance, all of that positiveness, because they like the motion, because happiness is where we're coming from. And so I'm just happy to hear such refreshing and complicated stuff come down to, it really touches my soul, it resonates with my soul in some way, that we can work for higher evolution, that we can get to. And it also validates why we got to stop clobbering ourselves with all of these different chemicals and exposing ourselves to all of these different things that fill those spaces that turn us off to ourselves and cloud our minds so that we're not receptive to the Creator. We wouldn't recognize the Creator if the Creator was in the room. The energy was there. You wouldn't be able to tap into it because you wouldn't be of it. You wouldn't recognize it. And that's where I think the light is at. What do you think, Dr. Len? What do you think, Sherry?
I think you grew right on, RJ. I think that, you know, it's all about us staying in the positive. I think, you know, what I talked about at the top of the hour was the appreciation of everything, of staying in the total positive and realizing that we come from water, that we're made up of water, that we are connected to the water, we're connected to the Creator, and that we can tap into these positive frequencies that can manifest and bring true, like, harmony and beauty and all the things that are so beautiful in the world to all of us and all beautiful in heaven, can bring them all to us where we're all in the same alignment, because we do come from one, and it can bring peace on the planet. I mean, that's what we're really about, is trying to help bring peace to the planet. I mean, that's what's all at the bottom of, I mean, in our hearts, at the bottom of our heart, the beginning of our heart. What are we about? We're about wanting peace. We're about getting rid of the craziness on the planet, the dependencies on pharmaceuticals, the dependencies on vaccinations, the dependencies on the mainstream media to tell us what to do and when to do it, and just really opening up our minds and our hearts to the truth, which will set us free.
Yeah.
Amen to that.
Yeah. Amen. You know, folks, I think we're just about out of time. I think we've actually gone a little bit over for tonight on the end of the night
John
hour.
John said there's nobody after us. He said we could go
on. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. There's nobody coming after us, so Don's giving us the green light.
No, there's nobody. I really wanted to address one thing that has to do with what everybody's talking about that is in the news. It's of a concern. It comes down to it. We're coming down to the holiday season. I really need to tell everybody, these body scans, Dr. Len, Jeremy, this whole idea of scatter radiation or any radiation, you know, I do a lot of research. There was a Nobel lecture given in 1947. H.J. Mueller said, look, there are very few good mutations out there. As a matter of fact, just don't even concern yourself with them. They're all bad. They're all bad, and we should seek to stay away from radiation. We should seek to stay away from any kind, high, low, any kind. So we're in this place now where in order for you to travel, you got to submit yourself to this machine that's going to basically, I don't care what anybody says, is going to irradiate you. And
right.
It's going to create mutations. And I'm thinking to myself, this is where we have to really put our foot down. So everybody, as indecent as it may be, I would submit myself to a pat-down search thorough and demand it than to walk through that machine. They are walk through that radiation machine, let me know that my genes are fragile, just like you were saying, and to create and expose ourselves to that light. Anybody could do volume. So I really think that we should take just a moment to explain to people, I'm not crazy, and the risk of exposing yourself to radiation is not to be taken lightly.
Right.
Well, I think it's very important. I did the same recently. I refused that radiation machine. There's two things that come to mind. One is the physical risk of it. Clearly, it's exactly as you say. What you're getting bombarded with is electrons. That's what the X-ray is all about. You're getting bombarded with these very high-powered energy particles, and that if it strikes your genetic strands, which it is highly likely to, it will then burst that double ring structure, that double ladder structure, the bonds between the particular guanine, adenine, dimers, these connections of the genetic code itself. You run the risk then of having that mutate and maybe even reproduce. But then again, there's this other concept that the power of the creator is most powerful. And that if we bring ourselves in alignment and in harmony, regardless of what valley of what shadow of death we're moving through, particularly the security systems at the airports today, that we shall fear no evil, because ultimately you could build your own strength with your own trust and your faith, your divine communion, this concept in music of Frisson, F-R-I-S-S-O-N. You could look up the term. I never realized there was a term that would describe the ecstatic listening experience of having a kundalini rush come through your body where you're vibrating in harmony with divinity. That's the concept as we move through all of the risks that is the greatest preventative that you could have. You could build up your own energy, having divine communion so powerfully that you radiate that love light, the biophotons and phonons expressed through the DNA and uplifting and manifesting your physical body can be by choice at this point in history, made assertive. You have the opportunity to assert your divinity and your divine power to stay healthy. And so, on the one hand, for all those poor people who are getting irradiated, who don't have faith and trust in the Creator, who have lost that divine communion connection, it's a sad state of affairs.
Well, we've been conditioned for that. I mean, look at even when women are pregnant, they're told to go under radiation, to look inside. I mean, all of our lives we're under radiation. We go to the dentist, we're exposed to radiation, and we take it for granted that this is really not something good. I mean, going under radiation, getting x-rays. Anytime anybody has a pain, they'll put you under an x-ray. So it's really no difference between that and getting an x-ray, because an x-ray is also really bad for you. It could cause major cancers, and especially to an unborn child, it can really cause a lot of birth defects.
Well, that's because the neurology and the genetic multiplication is happening very rapidly, and the likelihood of there being genetic damage. That's the theory, anyway, advanced in medicine. But I think what we're talking about here on the show tonight is kind of like turning the tables over on the medical whores, the pharma whores, the prostitutes, because what we're really saying is that the technology has been suppressed, and the understanding of how we as superhuman beings can vibrate ourselves, frequency generate, back using the mathematics of the Creator back to harmony.
Right.
And then that's, you know, basically paradigm shifting. Mm-hmm. We're shifting the paradigm. Medicine is barbaric. Thinking of chemistry as the end-all, be-all, and then manipulating the chemistry of the planet to produce everything from plastics to genocidal weapons, I mean, it's a path of self-destruction. And fundamentally, you're dealing with spiritual warfare. You're dealing with apparently different deities. You know, there's a creator of destruction, and there's a creator of love and sustenance and peace and harmony. And everything in nature reflects that creator. But everything in man-made Babylonian kingdom and whorehouse and house of prostitution and profiteering off of not only humanity's suffering but environmental degradation. The manipulation is hideous, and it's insane unless you are of the Church of Satan. Then the undoing of the Creator is your mission, and then the undoing of humanity is what you're seeking. That is the only thing, in my opinion, that can explain, number one, what's happening, and number two, give us the understanding that we can evolve beyond that insanity and protect ourselves spiritually from any weapon of mass destruction that is now here and or forthcoming.
I think that, but if people would not have been exposed to x-rays and all that all their life, then going through an x-ray machine at the airport would have been horrifying to them. They've gotten it in little
doses. A lot of people, it's not so horrifying.
I know,
they just are sheep.
Because they're used to getting x-rays, and they don't see the difference. They say, wow, I've gotten x-rays all my life. I have all these horrible illnesses I'm constantly being x-rayed for.
Yeah, so that's the level of ignorance.
Exactly.
Because even in a dental office, they put a lead apron on you so you don't get radiation to your chest and your thyroid.
And how many times do they retake that dental x-ray sometimes? Maybe 10
times
or one tooth.
And I've really gotten angry in past dental visits for that number one reason. You know, it's just like, how much radiation do you need to diagnose a pathology in a tooth, you know? If you take one, okay.
I want to add in that there's a lot of different places in all of that DNA, and there may not be anything bad that happens if one particular strand is broken in a particular spot, not right away, and maybe not in that particular cell that was going to be flushing soon anyway, but it's random.
It may show up later, you're right.
Well, again,
evolutionary time is in the thousands, hundreds of thousands, and millions of years. That's how often you get a good mutation. The rest
well, that's
of them,
true. The other concept, though, again, is looking at the positive side of things, is that the immune system has the capacity to seek and destroy those cancer cells. And we have, every single person listening right at this moment, has on average about 500 different cancer cells that are growing, and that if your immune system is strong, it's going to seek and destroy that which is not you. And
I'll
so
give you that. You're talking about the cancer cell. I am talking about genetics itself. I'm talking about the egg and the sperm. It is there that the mutations of an extraordinary kind take place by the billions and the zillions, and it is that egg, that sperm, that I am talking about when these people go through, future generation, children, not so much old people. It's not cancer. It's the genetic code that is getting scrambled. And like Jeremy said, he said it's random. And so we can't really, really put our hands on it.
You can't predict it either.
But you can mutate a bacteria. You can force a particular simple organism to create mutations that would make them anti this or produce penicillin. This is why this whole thing came up. And what I want to say to everybody out there is, until we get to that point where we've lost our bodies and we no longer reproduce the way we do with the egg and the sperm, we need to protect our gonads, we need to protect our ovaries, we need to protect the gonads and ovaries of the future generation. So parents, all grandparents, you're traveling this time, loaded up, pat down, refuse to walk through that machine. You don't have to. That's
yes,
what I'm saying.
Definitely refuse it. And refuse to take X-rays. I mean, I would. I don't take X-rays.
Refuse. There's other ways to do it. Jeremy,
exactly.
Anything else? Len, let's...
Yeah, I agree. I do
somewhere?
That myself. But again, I think because we're dealing with fascism, corporate fascism, and a mass amount of population mind control manipulation through the media propaganda mechanisms, you're dealing with sheeple that are going to be going through these machines, that are going through these machines already, and the reality is that we need a different paradigm. We can't continue all of these risks and all of these stupid behaviors and call ourselves intelligent. And if you want to, you know, celebrate intelligence and even evolving intelligence, then you've got to turn away from all of these manipulations, genetic mutations, chemical intoxications, vaccination, depopulation. You've got to eliminate this. We need an alternative. The alternatives are very clear. It's in a spiritual renaissance. It's in faith and trust and the technology of prayer that we can not only survive, but thrive.
And I also believe in what you say about hydrosonics, Dr. Horowitz, how that is the future of
healing.
That's
the future of medicine. That's the future of everything because, again, we come from the water. We came from God, and we came from water being part of the triune God. The only other thing we're made of besides that, approximately 80% water, ocean water, seawater, is the minerals. We're 20% lava rock. So you put together 20% lava rock and you put together the ocean, and we're basically, that's who we are. If we learn about those things and then how to nurture and take care of those things and to celebrate the spirituality that comes through hydrosonics, sound on water. You know, let there be light was spoken into the quantum field that the Bible talks about as the firmament or the dome in Genesis 1-2. That the Holy Spirit of the Creator hovered over the face of the water, divided the water from the water, into which the words, "Let there be light," was spoken, out popped the sun. Today, if we want to deal with medicine in the real sense, spiritual sense, powerful sense, we want to speak the words, "Let there be health," and from within, shed the light of health, vitality, prosperity in all ways, celebrating faith, trust, thankfulness, constantly giving thanks, even when times seem hard.
All right. Thanks.
Anyway, I believe we don't want to abuse Don's kindness by going too far over the hour. I appreciate the extra time he's given us. And I don't know if anybody else, RJ, do you have any other words to say?
I was just going to say
that Dr. Len used to tell everybody where you're going to be appearing in the next couple of months. I know that you are preparing to do one big expo, and you should give that information, and then we should sign off. And anything else that you might want to say?
Well, we're still in the works of determining where we're going on the next expo. It's not set in stone yet. But I do want to definitely tell everybody, I mentioned it earlier, to sign up with Healthy World Affiliates. HealthyWorldAffiliates.com is a site. Go to 528 Records, 528records.com. There you can get your music transposed into to the powerful healing music of love and healing, 528 frequency. You can upload your music for free, and then you can get it back transposed on your profile. If you want to put a donation in, you can also select any music from the site and download it by donation.
We appreciate the donations, folks. We really do. They keep this ministry and actually broadcast going. So thanks for your support through HealthyWorldStore.com. There's a toll-free number to get any of the books, tapes, DVDs or CDs we've talked about tonight on the Inside Hour. It's 888-508-4787. That's toll free. 888-508-4787 connects you to HealthyWorldStore.com. Real persons, live bodies.
And the book that Jeremy spoke about was DNA Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, that is available in Healthy World Store. I want to thank you so much, Jeremy, for joining
us.
Yay,
Jeremy!
It's amazing and a pleasure to have you on. To us, you are one of those rare, I want to say, geniuses that we've actually met, and we're really blessed to have met you, and we want to continue having this amazing relationship with you, because you're just one of those people that's like, wow, you blow us away every time.
A loving, kind-hearted, brilliant theoretical physicist is not that, not that easy to find,
no.
So we appreciate it.
And RJ, you are so talented, amazing. We're truly blessed to have you on the show with us.
Be on this show. I'm happy to be able to keep up with all everything and make a contribution. And I look forward to talking to everybody next week, huh?
You know, I would like to perhaps have you prepare a show, at least a half of the show, next week on the real Kennedy assassination. What really happened?
Oh, I think
happened.
We should.
Because it's in the news again.
Of Jonestown, too, so we'll connect all of these events, Jonestown and the Kennedy assassination together. And
very important.
You've been able to really put them together, and it's just your research is really, it's amazing what you found.
Thank you.
Folks. Well, thanks so much for joining us. We come to you again Tuesday nights. It's midnight on the East Coast, 9 o'clock Pacific, and in Hawaii it's changed because of the, daylight savings time. We're now at 7 p.m. Hawaii time. Love you. Talk with you again next week.
Good night, everyone.